morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Much better now. Okay.
这样比较好一点。
Please turn off your cell phones and prepare your heart for the Sunday service.
请你关掉手机，为你的心在神面前预备。
In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guide your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus.
腓立比书四章六到七节说，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
May God give every one of us the courage to put down all the things that we are so anxious about.
让神给我们足够的力量，我们能够放下一切拖累我们的忧虑。
Don't be afraid and just believe that God's presence and His peace will transcend all understanding and will guide our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
不要怕，只要信，知道神必赐出人意外的平安，在基督耶稣里保守我们的心怀意念。
So please stand up and let us sing our first hymn. Hymn number 30, I sing the mighty power of God.
请站立，我们唱第一首诗歌，在生命圣诗第三十首。
主我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们能够一同在这里敬拜，是因为你的爱。
That we can stand here to worship together, this is because of your love.
我们许多的人，我们过去不认识你。
Many of us we didn't know you before.
但是你以你的爱把我们召聚到你的面前。
But use your love to gather us here.
在人生的道路当中，有的时候我们信心软弱。
In our life's way, that sometimes our faith is weak.
我们远离了你。
That we get far from you.
甚至我们有可能在整个一周的生活当中完全忘掉了你。
Even that during the week of time that we have forgot about you at all.
但是每一次我们来到你面前，能够再次经历到你的爱是何等的宝贵。
But every time when we come before your presence, we can experience how cherishable is your love.
而且我们越多的信靠跟随你，我们越多经历到主你的爱真是伟大无量。
And the more experience we have in your love, that we can truly feel that your love is immeasurable.
所以我们不只是享受你的慈爱。
Lord, that we not only enjoy your love.
我们也愿意来传扬你的爱。
But we would like to proclaim your love.
我们特别想到在要来的周末我们会有一年一度的国语布道会。
We remember that in the coming weekends we have this annual evangelistic meeting.
我们愿意我们被你的爱所感动所激励，我们就去主动的去邀请朋友们来听福音。
That will be moved and encouraged by your love, and we will take the initiative to invite friends to attend this evangelistic meeting.
我们祷告有许多的朋友会愿意接受我们的邀请来听福音。
We pray that many friends will accept the invitation to hear the gospel.
我们也祷告他们来听福音的时候，他们能够感受经历到你的爱。
We also pray when they hear the gospel, they can also experience God's love.
我们更祷告有许多的人就愿意接受你的爱，能够来成为神的儿女。
And we pray more that they will pray and accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and become the God's children.
所以我们也祷告我们所有在教会里面的人能够一同在你的爱中来成长。
Lord, we also pray that all of us we can grow in love.In this church.
而且不只是在布道会的时候，我们在平常的生活当中，我们能够常常关怀我们周围的人。
Not only before the evangelistic meeting, but also in our daily life, we can take care of us that's around us.
主，我们知道这个周末是康奈尔大学的 fall break.
But we know that this weekend is the fall break.
知道有些人出城，有些学生留在城里面。
Some people getting out of town. Some students are still remaining.
无论如何，我们都祷告他们能够放松，然后能够重新得力。
Nevertheless, we pray that they can relax and regain their strength.
我们祷告每一个人都能够身心灵都健壮，能够应付未来几个月的挑战。
We pray that everyone can get a healthy body and mind so that they can encounter all the challenges ahead.
我们今天到艾保罗牧师这个周末在Toronto 主持婚礼。
We remember how Pastor Paul F. is a minister in wedding in Toronto.
他的太太在 Colorado 参加另外一个 wedding.
And his wife has been in Colorado for another wedding.
所以我们都愿你祝福他们与其他弟兄姐妹在一起的时间。我们也纪念到万传道今天再次前往 Corning 带领那边的聚会。主，你使用他来传讲主的信息。主，我们真是祷告 Corning 那边的教会能够更加的同心，能够更加有好的成长。
And we pray that the church in Corning they have one mind and have even better growth.
我们也把我们今天在这里聚会恭敬仰望。
We also dedicate our meeting today here.
愿主你的话语成为我们的力量，成为我们的指引。
That your word become our strength, our guide.
让我们读了你的话语，我们的信心都更多的被挑旺。
After we read the words, that our heart will be stirred.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
好的，请坐。
Please be seated.
今天是 time for responsive reading.
今天是起音的时间。
Today's responsive reading is in the hymn book, page 761.
今天提音的片段在诗歌本第761页。
Scripture reading number 66.
66.
May Brother Zheng Jiyin come forward and lead the responsive reading.
大家都找到了没有? 我们一起来读诗歌话。
I hope they find the right place to read God's word together.
我读细体字, 大家请回应粗体字。
I'll read the regular part, please respond with the bold part.
信就是所望之事的实底, 是未见之事的确据, 古人在这信上得了美好的证据。 亚伯因这信献据于神，比盖隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指着他礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因这信仍旧说话。 人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。 这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的，因为神给我们预备了更美的事。 And now is the time for offering. An offering is the privilege and the responsibility for every Christian. If you have not prepared or don't understand the reason behind, when the offering back comes, don't feel bad, just pass it down. Okay, like what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give. Not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
个人要随本心所酌定的, 不要做难, 不要勉强, 因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜悦的。
So meanwhile, please sing the hymn 458, Take My Life and Let It Be.
我们一起来唱诗歌本第458首, 在我们奉献的时候。
Oh, yeah, yeah, please use the hymn book because, some technical problems.
I'm sorry.
That we these unworthy people standing before you, saying that we thank you for guiding us. We thank you for your providence. We thank you for our bodily and spiritual providence.
And
you can provide us financially also.
That
we keep the gift in front of you, that we actually cleanse and use it. To be used in your ministry.
We pray this
in one heart in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
And now is the time for scripture reading. Today's scripture is in Mark chapter 5, verse 21-43. Mark chapter 5, verse 21-43. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. When one of the synagogue rulers named Jairus came there, seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowd against you," his disciple answered, "and yet you can ask who touched me?" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. "Your daughter is dead," they say. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, "Don't be afraid. Just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brothers of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue ruler, Jesus saw the commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He came in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The children is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciple who were with him, and went in there with where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, Talitha cum, which means, little girl, I say to you, get up. Immediately, the girl stood up and walked around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. Now is the time for the message, and today's speaker is Pastor Xu, and the topic of his message is Don't Be Afraid, Just Believe. Thank you, Pastor Xu.
今年秋季我们终于完两堂的主日信息的主题都是与服事有关。
For this fall, we have the both worship. The theme is about servanthood.
在英文崇拜是从腓立比书来学习喜乐的侍奉。
In the English worship, that we learn from the Philippians about how a joyful servanthood.
那艾保罗牧师是主要的讲员，我配合他，照着他分配给我的经文，一个月讲一次。
Pastor Paul Abb is the main speaker, and I also go with his flow, so I speak one time a month.
而中文堂我们是以马可福音为主。
And in the Chinese congregations, that we focus on the Gospel of Mark.
要看到耶稣是大有权柄能力，配得世上所有人敬拜的君王。
And we are going to see that Jesus is with all the authority and power, is worthy of all of our worship, is the King.
但他却说他来到世上的目的不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
But even he said, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served.But to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
上个主日我们已经看过马可福音一到二十节，今天要进到马可福音第五章的后半部。
Last week we just go over the beginning part of chapter 5 in Gospel Mark.
那因为今天的信息完全都是在马可福音第五章这段经文，所以请大家一定打开圣经啊，看圣经。今天没有 PowerPoint.
Because all the passage is going to be in Mark chapter 5.And please open the Bible to that point. And we have no PowerPoint today.
如果你没有圣经的话，可以举一下手，招待可以再给你一本圣经。
If you do not have Bible with you, so the usher can come and give you a Bible. And please raise your hand if you don't have a Bible.
刚刚读经的时候，大家应该已经注意到这边记载了两个人来找耶稣的经过。
During the scripture reading, you probably have noticed.There are two people here who come to plead for Jesus.
两件事情发生在同一个船、同一天、同一个时刻。
It happened at the same city, the same time, and the same place.
两件事情的发展交错进行。
And these two things has a progress with intersections.
两位来找耶稣的人，一位叫雅鲁。
One person is called Jairus.
他是因为女儿病重快要死了，来求耶稣医治。
It is because his daughter is dying, so he come and plead Jesus to heal his daughter.
另外一位是血漏的妇人。
The other is his bleeding woman.
她也来找耶稣，希望得到医治。
She also come to find Jesus, so she hope to find healing.
我们先来对雅鲁的情形做一些初步的观察。
Let's make some initial observations about Jairus.
圣经告诉我们，雅鲁是一个管会堂的人。
In the Bible, it tells that the Jairus is a person in charge of the synagogue.
中文的管会堂很容易让人误以为他是负责开门关门、打扫卫生的。
In Chinese, he's in charge of. Merely, we may be mistaken that he's a janitor or a person who opening or closing door.
那英文比较清楚，讲的是 synagogue ruler.
In the English version, it's just a ruler of the synagogue.
他是那个城里负责治理犹太人会堂的其中一位领袖。
Is one of the leaders that's in charge of ruling the Jewish synagogue.
是从当地一群长老当中被选举出来，特别负责崇拜当中程序的安排。
He was elected out of the elders, so he's in charge of the worship order.
他也负责监督指挥整个会堂的行政工作。
He also oversees all the administration's work in synagogue.
所以雅鲁是一位非常有地位的重要人物，是犹太人的宗教领袖之一。
So Jairus is a very important person with status. He's one of the religious leaders of Jews.
那根据路加福音，这次生病的是他的独生女，差不多十二岁。
According to the Gospel of Luke.This time, the person who is sick is his only begotten daughter.
可以想象，掌上明珠一定是宝贝的不得了。
This is his precious.
如今病重到了就快要死了，爸爸的心一定是万分的焦急忧伤。
Now she's so sick that she's dying, that the father's heart must be so worried and troubled.
那雅鲁的处境非常值得同情，但是有一个问题值得问一问。
Even Jairus deserves all our sympathy, but we should ask these questions.
为什么不早点去找耶稣？一定要等到女儿快断气了才去找
？Why he didn't find Jesus earlier, and he waited until that his daughter is dying, then he tried to find Jesus.
我们仔细读圣经的话，会发现耶稣已经到过雅鲁所住的城。
If we look at the Bible carefully, that Jesus had arrived at his town for some time.
他也进过当地的会堂多次，所以雅鲁对耶稣一定不陌生的。
That Jesus has entered into the synagogue for many times, but Jairus must know Jesus pretty well.
实际上就在前一两天，耶稣就在这个城里。
Actually, just a day or two before, Jesus was in town.
他是夜里坐船渡到湖的另外一边，在那里医治了一个人，然后再渡回到船的这一边，湖的这一边。
Night before, Jesus crossed the lake and healed a person, and then crossed the lake again to be back in town.
路加福音甚至说，耶稣回来的时候，众人迎接他，因为大家都等候他。
In Gospel Luke, he says very clearly that when Jesus came back, that all the people greet him because they are waiting for him.
是到了这个时候，雅鲁才来见耶稣，向他求救。
It's until this time that Jairus has tried to find Jesus to find help.
所以为什么不早一两天就来找耶稣？一定要等到女儿快断气的时候才来找耶稣呢
？So why not Jairus just come one or two days earlier? Then he has to wait until that she's her his daughter is dying.
在我猜想，有可能有几方面的原因。
From my guess, there may be several reasons.
第一个，他是一个有身份、有地位的人。
The first probably he's a person of status.
也许他生活向来非常的平顺。
He must have a smooth life.
像这样的人平常不需要觉得不需要神的帮助，认为靠自己的能力什么事情都能做。
Maybe he feels that there's nothing that he really needs God's help. He thinks that out of his own power he can do everything.
那他们在遇到危难的时候，也常常很难谦卑下来向神祈求。
So in the time of calamity, that it's difficult for them to humble down and plead for God.
我相信当他女儿开始生病的时候，他一定花钱找医生为他女儿看病。
I believe when his daughter starts getting sick, Jairus must have spent a lot of money to find doctors to heal the disease.
这个钱他付得起，他能够找城里面最好的医生。
He can afford the best doctor.
那看医生是好的。
To see a doctor is great.
各样医药的技术是神用来让我们得医治的其中一样方法。
All the medical techniques is one of the ways God used to heal us.
所以像我们家无论小孩或大人生病，我们也会去看医生。
So like in my family, is either adults or kids, if they're sick, we all go to see the doctors.
但是雅鲁是迟迟没去找耶稣，好像一定要等到人的方法都用尽了，才去找耶稣。
But Jairus is really, this is his last step that he had used up all the human methods, then he tried to find Jesus.
另外一个可能的原因是雅鲁的是和雅鲁的身份地位有关。
The other may be related to Jairus' status.
他是犹太人会堂的领袖。
He's the ruler of the Jewish synagogue.
我们如果往回看，往回翻看马可福音第二章、第三章。
If we turn back to Mark chapter 2 and 3,
你会发现虽然耶稣受到一般老百姓热烈的欢迎，
Even we find that Jesus was enthusiastically welcomed by the common people,
宗教领袖却用不友善怀疑的态度来对待耶稣。
But the religious leaders used a doubtful and unfriendly attitude toward Jesus.
他们甚至已经开始私下商议要除灭耶稣。
They actually have discussed privately they want to kill Jesus.
所以雅鲁即使想要去找耶稣，有可能会因为环境的压力
迟迟跨不出这一步。
So even that Jairus may want to find Jesus, but because of his environmental pressure, that he cannot set out his step.
这种感受，我想我们来自中国大陆的弟兄姐妹可能最能体会。
I think the brothers and sisters from mainland, you can feel this very closely.
过去这些年当中，曾经有很多人都做过类似的见证。
In the past few years, many people give the same testimony.
他们有的是共产党员的身份，有的是将来回国之后可能会在公家的机构公家的单位工作。
Some of them maybe they have joined the Communist Party. Some of them maybe are going back to hold public office.
如果信耶稣，肯定是会被人讲话，甚至有麻烦的。
If they believe in Jesus, they may have trouble, and people will say some gossip about them.
另外，有更多的人是受无神论的教育，担心啊，如果一边做科研的工作，一方面又信耶稣，会被同事笑的。
Maybe even more people are receiving the atheist educations. They worry that if I'm really doing scientific study, and if I believe in Jesus, people will mock me.
其实我自己虽然是来自台湾，当初也有类似雅鲁的顾忌。
Myself come from Taiwan, at the time I also have the same worries like Jairus.
在我成长的环境这个过程当中，基督徒向来都是稀有动物。
In the environment I grow up, the Christians are rare animals.
而且我根深蒂固的观念，基督徒是一群不太正常。意志薄弱，需要精神寄托的人。
And in my idea, Christians are an abnormal, weak will, and they are need a refuge for their spirit.
那二十五年前，我是来美国读研究所的时候，有基督徒邀请我去参加查经班。
25 years ago, when I came to the States, I was invited to one of the fellowships.
那我跟基督徒交往，我觉得蛮好的，跟他们查圣经也蛮有趣的，所以我就继续去。
When I interact with the Christians, I find that it's very interesting to study the Bible with them, so I continue going.
但是我去查圣经的时候，总是和他们辩论。
But I always debate with the Christians.
而且回家之后，还和我几个也不是基督徒的 roommate 一同批评取笑那些基督徒的荒谬。
And after I go home, then I always with several of my non-Christian roommates to mock those Christians.
等到我后来意识到耶稣真是可信的时候，我因为面子和许多其他方面的顾虑，一直不敢往前跨这一步。
And after I truly feel that Jesus is believable, but I because of my faith and a lot of other worries, I cannot step out my first step.
耶稣说：“不要怕，只要信。”
Jesus said, "Don't be afraid, just believe."
如果我们一直看环境的话，让我们害怕的东西真的是很多。
If you look at our surroundings.There are many things that we can fear about.
但是耶稣对我们说，不要怕，只要信。
But Jesus said, "Don't be afraid, just believe."
当我们把目光转到他的身上的时候，信心就胜过惧怕，那一步就跨出去了。
When we turn our eyes on Him, that the faith will overcome the fear, and we can set out the first step.
只有这一步真正跨出去，我们才有机会知道，原来信靠耶稣是人生当中最正确的一个决定。
Only after you take the first step that you have an opportunity to know that believing Jesus is the most correct decision in your life.
感谢神，雅鲁终于采取了行动去找耶稣。
Thank God, Jairus has finally taken the first step.
耶稣见到他也没有责怪他的过去，就是完全的接纳他。
When Jesus saw him, Jesus did not blame for his past, but he accepted him.
同样的，我们很感谢神，许多受无神论教育的朋友愿意来教会听福音。
We thank God that many friends that are receiving the atheist educations, they're willing to come to the church and listen to the gospel.
也有很多有共产党员身份的学生学者，在认识明白真理之后，愿意接受耶稣，接受洗礼。
And there are many students and scholars of a Communist Party that after they know the truth, they have the courage to receive the baptism.
有许多后来在教会当中服事。
And many serve in the church.
不要怕，只要信。
Don't be afraid, just believe.
因为耶稣是可以是我们一生当中最值得信靠的朋友。
Because Jesus is the most trustworthy friend in your life.
雅鲁一来找耶稣，耶稣就答应去他家看他的女儿。
Once the Jairus come to find Jesus, Jesus agreed to visit his daughter.
但是走到半路，耶稣突然停了下来。
But in a way that Jesus stopped.
因为耶稣知道有一个有病的女人也需要他的医治。
Because Jesus knows there's a woman of sickness also needs his healing.
我们现在就来看看这个女人的情形。
Let's look at this woman.
圣经告诉我们，这个女人是有病的人，她患的病是血漏，是一种妇女病。
And the Bible tells us this woman is sick, and the sickness is bleeding. It's a feminine disease.
一般的妇女如果没有怀孕的话，正常的情形之下，应该会随着生理周期将代谢的卵排出来。
For the regular woman, if you're not pregnant, then the biological cycle will give you this menstrual period.
通常排了几天之后，血应该会停止。
But after the menstrual period, the bleeding should stop.
而所谓的血漏，就是这样的排血一直不停止。
The bleeding here it means that the menstrual period, the bleeding never stops.
不见得是很多，但是就是一直都有，很麻烦。
It may not be much, but it bleeds continuously. It's very troublesome.
那我们夫妇认识有几位有这种病的妇女？
Me and my wife have know several women have the disease.
从他们所讲的，我才稍微可以体会。妇女得这种病的时候，心中的感受。
From knowing them, that we can kind of experience how they feel in their heart.
那个问题不只是生理上的，还有心理上的。
It's not only biological, but also psychological.
最难过的那不是短期的病，而是长期困扰你，让你感到不方便、不舒服。
The most troublesome thing, this is not for a short time.But it's a long-term things that trouble you and make you feel very inconvenient and uncomfortable.
对经文当中的这个女人来说，她还需要面对一个更大的问题。
For the woman in the Bible, actually, she has to face a bigger problem.
因为血漏在当时是被视为污秽不洁净的。
Because a bleeding woman is redeemed as a unclean woman.
她被排除在一切宗教和社交的活动之外。
And she was cast out of all activities in society and in religion.
其他人都要避开她的。
Everybody will try to avoid her.
如果摸过她碰过的东西，就要连带的被算为不洁净。
If people touch things that she has touched,then they will be counted as unclean also.
所以我们可以想象，对这个女人来说，这是多么痛苦的一件事。
You can imagine how difficult it is for this woman.
你想她希不希望得到痊愈呢？
Do you think that she hopes to be healed?
当然希望了。
Definitely she hopes to.
圣经告诉我们，她一直在想办法花钱找医生，看了一个没效，再换一个。
And the Bible tells us that she has tried all doctors, not useful and then for another.
其实这种病本来就很难治。
Actually, this is very difficult to heal.
但是圣经学者发现，在犹太人的经典里面就记载了至少11种治这种病的药方。
Actually, for the Bible scholars, they have found in the Jewish society, in the Jewish books, they have at least 11 ways to heal this disease.
那里面一些药方，我们今天看的话，会觉得非常的荒谬可笑，是迷信的方法。
Some of the methods are really ridiculous and superstitious.
但是一个人生病好不起来的时候，很难拒绝别人好心为你介绍的新医生或者新药方。
But when you are continuously in this sick status, then it's very difficult for her to refuse any new method or new doctors.
这个女人就很惨了。
And this is very bad for this woman.
好像拿自己的身体来为各样的药方做实验。
She offered her body to be the experiment for all these methods.
她在好些医生的手里受了许多的苦，又花尽了所有的。
So she has suffered from many doctors and has spent all she had.
而且一点也不见好，病势反倒更重了。
But yet, instead of getting better,She grew worse.
这样悲惨的遭遇不是一年两年啊，是12年之久。
This is not just one or two years, but 12 years.
经过了12年，已经试过所能看的所有医生。
After 12 years, he has visited all doctors possible.
用尽了他能用来看病的钱。
Has spent all she had.
可以说他已经没有别的方法，所剩下的只是心中一丝丝的希望。
There's no other method. The only thing has left is this slight hope.
突然有一天，她听到有人提到了耶稣。
And once upon just a day that she has heard about Jesus.
她听说耶稣医治了许多人的疾病。
She has heard that Jesus has healed many.
她听说耶稣每到一个村庄小镇都造成轰动，大家都拥挤去找他。
And she has heard that whenever Jesus arrived in town, there's a commotion, and many people crowded him to find healing from him.
但是这位妇人也跟雅鲁有一些类似。
But this woman is also similar to Jairus.
虽然有需要，虽然听人说过耶稣好多次，
even though she has this need and he has heard many times about Jesus，
而且耶稣其实来过他住的城好几次了，
and Jesus has visited his town for many times，
他却因为一直的顾虑犹豫，错失了好几次的机会。
Because of some worries and doubt, she has missed many opportunities.
但是这一天，他听到耶稣又来的消息。
But then he hear about Jesus coming again.
他对自己说：“这次我要抓住机会。”
She say to herself that I'm going to grasp this opportunity.
于是他采取行动，夹杂在众人当中。
So she take actions and go into the crowd.
他从后面慢慢的跟到耶稣的背后。
And follow Jesus from behind.
他伸手偷偷摸耶稣的衣服。
Secretly, he tried to touch Jesus' cloak.
他为什么要用偷偷摸摸的方式呢？
Why she had to do this in secret?
很显然跟他的病有关。
Probably related to her sickness.
别忘了他是被视为不洁净的。
Remember that she was deemed as unclean.
本来就不应该在公众的场合出现，更何况跟大家挤来挤去。
She shouldn't appear in this common place, less to say that she can be in the crowd.
而且他得的是妇女病。
如果 要
在大庭广众之下开口跟耶稣求，这个很难开这个口。
Is it difficult for her to talk about her disease in public?
所以她脑筋动一动。
So he used her brain.
她想耶稣这么有能力，我只要偷偷一摸，一定也可以。
She thinks that Jesus is so powerful, even I do this in secret.This will work too.
所以他就照着他的想法去做。
So she acts according to her thoughts.
没想到，哇，这一摸真有效。
It's so surprising that once he touched it, it's really effective.
居然马上感觉到身体上产生了变化。
And she immediately felt the change in her body.
血停止流了，连血肉的源头都干了。
But the bleeding has stopped entirely.
所以大功告成，我的问题解决了。那接下来做什么呢？他的打算就是闷声不响的在悄悄从人群当中退去，免得惊动任何人。
She planned to leave in secret so that he would not raise any actions against her.
谁知道当他正想抽身而退的时候，耶稣突然停了下来。
And then he just when she tried to retreat in secret, Jesus stopped.
耶稣说：“谁摸我的衣裳？”
And Jesus asked, "Who touched my cloak?"
耶稣一听，所有人都停下来了。
Jesus stopped, and everyone stopped.
我想那女人那时候一定大吃一惊。
I think the woman must be astonished.
哇，这个耶稣怎么这么厉害啊？
How great is Jesus' power?
我们知道他摸耶稣的衣服是摸什么地方吗？
Do you know that what part of the clothes that he has touched?
路加福音记载的很详细，说他摸的是衣服边缘的坠子。
In the Gospel Luke, it's very in detail. It's just the side of his cloak.
他只是摸那个衣裳的边边，还是被耶稣发现了。
Just the side of his cloak is still being found by
Jesus. 而且这时候还当着众人面说：“谁摸的？”
And Jesus asked, "They say, who touched me?"
不过这个女人跟我们所有人一样，都有赖皮的本事。
And this woman is like many of us. We know how to find all the alibis.
人这么多，我硬是不承认，她一定找不出来说。
There's so many people. If I don't admit it, he cannot find it.
他想耶稣问不出来的话，最后大概就会算了。
He thinks that if Jesus cannot find me, then she has to go.
果然，耶稣在那边问的时候，连旁边的门徒都对耶稣说。
And actually, Jesus was asking about this. All the gospel around Jesus saying this.
前后左右其他几群人这么多，你碰我，我碰你，碰到你的人多的是啊。
You see all these people crowding against you, and you touch him, he touch you, and you are asking that who touch you?
你这样问说谁碰你，这个问题不是有点好笑吗？
Isn't it ridiculous that you are asking who touch you?
但是没想到耶稣也挺有个性，偏偏不走。
Actually, Jesus has this personality.
就是停在那里，周围观看，看来是要非要找出这个人不可。
And Jesus keep looking around. He wants to find this woman.
我不晓得耶稣这个周围观看是怎么个看的。
I don't know exactly how what is Jesus' attitude, but he keep on looking.
是充满怒气、凶得不得了的那个眼神吗？
It's an eye full of anger.
还是眼神犀利，像警察抓小偷那样子？
Or eye like a policeman trying to find thieves?
我猜不是。
I don't think so.
也许我没办法正确的描述耶稣的眼神，但是当耶稣周围观看的时候，那个原本害怕躲藏不肯出来的人站了出来。
I cannot really describe Jesus' eye that time. But when Jesus keep looking, this originally a woman that feel all the fears, she stand up.
虽然他心中还是很害怕，但是有一股力量让他不只是站了出来，而且他有勇气把一切的事情当着众人的面全部讲出来。
Although that she still has fear in her heart, but she has the strength to stand up. And not only that, he's willing to tell all about what happened.
在他把一切都讲出来之后，耶稣对他说：“女儿，你的信救了你。”平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。
After he told Jesus the whole truth, Jesus told her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be free from your suffering."
在读完这一段的事情之后，有几个很重要的问题是一定需要问。
After we read about this passage, there are several important questions we must ask.
第一就是耶稣为什么一定要找到这个女人？
The first is why Jesus must have find out who this woman is.
这个女人不是一摸她的病就好了吗？
Isn't that her sickness is already been healed by touch?
为什么不让她就这样子走算了？
Why not just let her go?
公开把她揪出来不是很尴尬？有这个必要吗？
Isn't that very embarrassing to show her in public? It is really necessary?
要回答这个问题，最好的方法就是思想一下这件事情对这个女人有什么样的影响。
The best way to answer these questions is let us think about what kind of influence has brought to this woman.
这个故事本来有可能有两种不同的发展。
There can be two possible developments for this story.
一个是这女人摸了耶稣就回家。
One is that the woman has touched Jesus and then go home.
另外一个是被耶稣找出来，然后要当面面对耶稣，也要面对所有的群众。
The other possibility is that Jesus has actually asked her to stand up.And then she has to face Jesus and the public.
这两种情形对这个女人本身，对她后来的生活会有什么不同？
What kind of different outcomes will be derived from this development?
我相信这个女人来摸耶稣的时候，她一定认为她人生的唯一的问题就是身体上的疾病。
I think when this woman tried to touch Jesus, she must have thought that my only problem is my sickness.
这是她看到的需要。
This is the only need she saw.
在她想，只要这个烦恼解决了，她人生的问题就解决了。
She think that if this trouble goes away, my life will have no problem.
但是很明显，耶稣看的不是这样。
But apparently that's not what Jesus saw.
耶稣要把他找出来，不是耶稣说要什么回报？哎，你起码要说声谢谢吧。
Not Jesus looking for her so that she can say thank you or for going for any rewards.
不是这样。
Not that.
而是耶稣要告诉他，女儿，你最大的需要。并不是身体得医治，而是你的心灵也得医治。
But Jesus wants to tell her that daughter, your greatest need is not your body be healed, but your spirit be healed.
十二年的血漏，十二年心灵的创伤。
This bleeding for 12 years is also these wounds in her spirit for 12 years.
十二年的不洁净被排除在一切的人际关系之外。
For 12 years being unclean, she has been cast out of her society.
他来的时候是头低低的
she came with a bowing head
羞羞愧愧的躲藏在人群当中只敢偷偷的来摸耶稣
Hide shamefully among the crowds She only dared to come to Jesus in secret
如果耶稣没有找他他虽然身体的病是好了恐怕还是没有勇气抬起头来
If Jesus does not look for her even though she is clean she probably does not have courageto raise her head.
一个十二年来被人视为不洁净的人，今天因为不再流血，就能够重新得到别人的接纳吗？
If a person has been redeemed as unclean for 12 years, if even her illness was healed, can he be accepted by people?
还有人会爱他，还有人会接纳他吗？
Still people willing to love her, to accept her as friends?
身体上的血也许停了，心中的血。会停吗
The bleeding in the body may stop, but how about the bleeding in the heart?
而且另一方面，耶稣是谁？这个女人对他的认识有多少
？On the other hand, who is Jesus? How much does this woman know Jesus?
如果摸了耶稣就回家，这个女人只知道耶稣名不虚传。
If just after touching Jesus, she went home, the only thing that she knows is that Jesus really deserves his name.
哇，他真有能力！我只摸他衣裳的穗子，病就好了。
That he's really powerful. That if I touch his cloak, then my illness was healed.
但他对耶稣的认识 只会停在那里。
But this is the only thing that he can know Jesus.
耶稣很有能力，他能医治，但是如果我去求他，他会肯医治我吗？
Even Jesus is powerful. If I'm really pleading him in public, will he be willing to heal me?
如果他知道我得到的是血漏，我是个不洁净女人，他会不会拒我在千里之外？
If he knows that I'm a bleeding woman, I'm unclean, will he refuse me?
这问题，如果这个女人只是偷偷摸了就走，就永远不知道答案。
If the woman has lived in secret also, then she will never know the answer.
但是耶稣没有就这样子让她走。
But Jesus does not let her go that easily.
耶稣爱她到一个地步，虽然有十万火急的事情，却选择停下来。
Jesus loved her to the extent, even though there's another urgent matter, he still stopped.
不为了什么，就是单单为爱她这么一个卑微的人。
Not because of anything else.But because Jesus loved this humble woman.
当他俯伏在耶稣的面前把经历的事情讲出来的时候，真正的医治才开始。
When she kneeled before Jesus and tell the whole truth, the true healing starts.
十二年来心中所受的煎熬、苦闷、忧伤，过去没有人可以讲，今天在耶稣的脚前全部得以宣泄。
The ordeal and harassment for 12 years, all the suffering and sorrows in her heart.He has no other people to tell, but now has all flow out.
过去在别人面前向来是抬不起头的。
In the past, she can never raise her head.
刚开始俯伏在耶稣脚前的时候，头是低的更低啊。
Maybe in the beginning, she kneeled before Jesus, she bowed her head even lower.
但是她在耶稣面前谦卑，耶稣让她的头就抬起来。
But after being humble before Jesus,Jesus has raised her head.
耶稣当着众人面前宣告，女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。
Jesus spoke in public, saying, Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be free from all suffering.
第二个值得深思的就是耶稣讲的这句话。
The second thing we should think about is the last sentence Jesus said.
耶稣不是说你的信医治了你。
Jesus does not say your faith has healed you.
也不是说你摸我的行动拯救了你。
And not only that the action of touch has saved you.
而是说你的信救了你。
And say that your faith has healed you.
这个信指的是什么？
What is this faith?
这个女人摸耶稣的时候有没有信心？
When the woman has faith when she touched Jesus?
有啊，她很有信心啊。
Yes, she had something.
她相信耶稣的能力。
She believed in Jesus' power.
但这不是耶稣所讲的信心。
But this is not the faith Jesus is talking about here.
耶稣所讲的信心是这个女人在耶稣周围观看的时候，最后肯站出来的那个信心。
The faith that Jesus is talking about here is finally this woman can stand out in public.
耶稣周围观看不是为了耶稣自己，而是为了这个女人。
Jesus keep on looking is not for himself.
这个女人心中是有压力，是有害怕，但是耶稣知道她需要凭着信心跨出这一步。
Although this woman has pressure, and but Jesus knows that she needs to take this step of faith.
感谢神，最后不是耶稣把这个女人指出来，而是这女人选择自己站出来。
Thank God that it's not Jesus pointed this woman out, but this woman come out in public willingly.
站出来的信心和摸耶稣的信心有什么不同？
To stand out the faith to stand out in public and the faith to just touch Jesus in secret, this is very different.
有很大的不同。
This is very different.
前面的一个信心其实很多人都有的。
Just to touch Jesus, this kind of faith many people can have.
我举个例子给你听。
Let me give you an example.
我读初中的时候有一次有一个重要的东西怎么找都找不到急得不得了。
When I was in middle school, there's something very important I need to find, but I cannot find it.
后来我想到我读过一个故事。
And then I remember a story.
讲到一个外国小孩在找东西找不到的时候，哇，他向耶稣祷告，后来就找到了。
A story about a foreign kid, he cannot find something, but he actually prayed, find it.
所以没有人教我，就自己把房门关起来，躲在里面，跪下来虔诚的祷告。
Nobody teach me about this, but close my door and then kneel and pray.
真奇怪，祷告的时候我就突然想到，东西可能在哪里，后来去找，就真的找到了。
It's very strange. After my prayer, I think about, oh, it's possible to be there, and I find it.
我有没有信心？
Do I have faith?
有啊。
I do have something.
很单纯、很诚恳、很认真的信心。
Very simple and earnest and sincere.
这种信心很多人在遇到困难的时候、遇到需要的时候都有过啊。
Many people, when you have difficulties, you have this kind of faith.
只是这种信心没有任何风险的，你不需要让人家知道你偷偷在心里做的。
But this faith has no risk because you do in private.
所以东西找到当然很好，东西没找到，哎，没有人需要知道啊，不会有人取笑或批评。
Finding the thing is very good, but even if you don't find it, nobody will know about it and to mock you about it.
这种信心也是没有 commitment 的信心。
This is a faith without commitment.
你说那次我东西找到之后，难道我就信了耶稣当基督徒了吗？
Actually, if I find the thing that I prayed for, do I really believe in Jesus?
没有，当然没有。
No, I didn't believe in
Jesus. 我只是找到东西很高兴。
I just feel happy that I find the things I need.
最多只是想说，哎，以后找东西找不到的时候，还有多这一招可以试看看。而且对于当时到底发生的究竟是怎么回事，我不清楚啊。
Actually, I don't know much about what has happened.
所以你说我有信心吗？是耶稣希望我有的信心吗？
Do you think I have faith? Is this the faith that Jesus wants?
等到那件事情过了十几年之后，我听到福音的真理。
After almost more than 10 years, I hear about the truth in gospel.
我心里知道应该要相信。
I know I need to believe in my heart.
但是要我当着众人的面前表示我愿意信耶稣，心中真是作难的。
But to proclaim my faith in public is so difficult for me.
那样的信心我没有，所以我挣扎了很久。
I do not have that kind of public faith.So I struggled for a long time.
实在是神的怜悯加添了我的信心，我后来才鼓足勇气跨出去。
It's really because of God's mercy that has enhanced my faith, and then I have the courage to step out.
所以我说，摸耶稣的信心，满心相信耶稣有能力可以医治的信心，很多人都有。
This is why I said that the you just believe in Jesus' power and can heal. Many people have that faith.
但是当耶稣说谁摸我的衣裳，那个肯站出来的信心才是比较完全的信心。
When Jesus said, "Who touched my clothes?" The person who willing to stand up in public, this is a more complete faith.
那是公开表明的信心。
This is a faith with public commitment.
是冒险的信心。
A risky faith.
是有可能被别人取笑的信心。
It's a faith that willing to take others' ridicule.
但那也是真正把自己交托在耶稣手中的信心。
It is a faith that you willing to dedicate yourself into Jesus' hands.
今天这个女人冒了很大的危险，跨出了这一步。
So the woman take the risk to take the step of faith.
但这一步成为她一生当中走的最正确、最有价值的一步。
But this step is the most accurate and most worthy step.
耶稣说：“女儿，你的信救了。”
Jesus said, "Daughter, your faith has healed you."
平平安安的回去吧。
Go in peace.
你的灾病痊愈了。
And be free from your suffering.
我们再回到雅各。
Let's come back to Jairus.
去寻找耶稣是他认识耶稣的开始。
Find Jesus is the starting point that he knows Jesus.
一听到耶稣居然肯跟他回家去为女儿治病，他开心的不得了。
He must be so happy when Jesus agreed to go back home with him.
我的女儿有救了，哈利路亚，赞美主。
My daughter can be saved, but hallelujah, praise the Lord.
谁希望正高兴的时候，耶稣突然停下来不走了？
Just in his happiness, Jesus stopped going.
耶稣居然在那边问谁摸我的衣裳，不但问，还周围观看，东找西找的。
Jesus not only stopped and keep on looking and asking who touched me.
圣经没有描述雅各当时的反应。
In the Bible, it didn't describe how Jairus responded.
但是任何做父母的，只要曾经送儿女去过急诊室，你就能够体会雅鲁的心情。
But any parents who have sent your children to emergency, you will know what he's feeling now.
天哪，我的女儿就快要断气了。
Heavens, that my daughter is going to die.
在这个十万火急、分秒必争的时候，谁摸你的衣裳有这么重要吗？
In this such an emergency, is that so important to find out who touched you?
我们再不快走就来不及了。
It will not be in time if we don't hurry.
那时候雅鲁一方面愿意相信耶稣。
on the one hand that Jesus really, Jairus willing to believe in Jesus.
一方面又免不了开始担心耶稣到底知不知道情形有多紧急啊。
On the other hand, he must be asking himself that does Jesus really know how emergent this matter?
这时候他是应该沉住气不作声呢，还是应该冒昧的去催促耶稣？
Should he just stay calm at the time, or should he hurry Jesus?
弟兄姐妹和朋友们，我们也想看看。
Let's think about it, friends.
我们是不是也有过曾经心里知道应该要全心信靠主？
Maybe sometimes we know that we should believe the Lord full heartedly.
却被外在的环境弄得我们万分紧张，一直担心主会误了我们的大事啊。
But because of the ambient around you, you become very nervous. You worry that God may have delayed your decision.
我想当那位妇人站出来开始诉说她发生在身上的事情的时候，其他人可能听得都很感动啊。
Maybe when these believing women stand out and tell the whole truth, many people feel touched.
但是雅鲁却像热锅上的蚂蚁，急得不得了。
But Jairus must be like feeling like sitting on a hot pot, and he feels very nervous.
结果耶稣才刚跟血肉妇人说完话，家里的人就来报信，女儿已经死了。
Actually, once Jesus finished talking to this woman, and there are people from Jairus family saying that your daughter has died.
如果你是雅鲁。心中会是什么样的感受？
If you are Jairus, how will you feel?
从高山跌入低谷，从满怀盼望到彻底的失望。
From the mountain top to the valley of death, from full of hope to totally disappointed.
耶稣耽误了时间，耶稣慢了一步。
Jesus had delayed, and he has not taken the proper step.
我想我们。很多人可能也曾经有过类似的经验。
I think many people may have a similar experience.
你满心盼望的相信神，神却让你失望了。
You have the full hope on God, but then you become disappointed.
遇到这种情形，有些人就离开了神。
Some of us have left God because of this reason.
他们没有信心继续相信这位让他们失望的神。
They don't have this faith continually to believing God.
这样的反应其实是可以谅解的，因为神让他们失望。
This response is understandable because God has disappointed them.
雅鲁其实也可以在那时候跟耶稣说：“找你有什么用？”
Jairus at that time can say that, you know, what's good to find Jesus?
白跑一趟，空欢喜一场，女儿还是死了。
And run in vain, and I have rejoiced in vain.My daughter has died.
早知道就不必来求你。然后讲完这句话，可以掉头就走。
If I know this earlier, I never want to find you, and Jairus can just turn his head and go away.
当然，雅鲁并没有走。
Of course, here Jairus didn't leave.
很多基督徒在遭受重大打击之后，也没有马上就离开耶稣。
Many Christians, after a big struggle, they didn't leave Jesus immediately.
但是并不代表说他们的信心没有受到打击。
But it doesn't represent saying that their faith can face these sufferings.
实际上，我相信任何人遭遇这样的事情，都会在信心上是一个很大的考验。
Actually, anybody encounter this, his faith will go through a severe test.
一方面，你心中会有很大的困惑，事情怎么会变成这个样子？
On the one hand, you may feel very puzzled. How can things develop into this stage?
另一方面，身旁一定会有很多的声音，很讽刺的问你：难道你还要继续信耶稣吗？
On the other hand, must be a lot of voice around you, sarcastically saying that, "Are you still going to believe in Jesus?"
从雅鲁家里来的人对他说：人都死了，何必还劳动耶稣呢？
And the people from the house of Jairus, saying that your daughter is dead.They say, why bother the teacher anymore?
但是耶稣说，不要怕，只要信。
But Jesus said, don't be afraid, just believe.
等到耶稣到了雅鲁的家，其他人还在那里旁边嘲笑啊。
And even after Jesus arrived at Jairus' house, the people still laugh at him.
能够给雅鲁盼望的还是耶稣的那句话，不要怕，只要信。
The only thing that can give Jairus the hope is Jesus' word saying, don't be afraid.
这句话是一个呼召。
This sentence is a copy.
呼召我们用信心的眼睛去看我们肉眼所看不到的事。
Is calling to see that you cannot be seen by your naked eyes.
当我们在狂风巨浪当中仍然坚定相信那双掌舵的手。
Is that in all these big storms you can believe in the hand who holds the rudder.
这个呼召要我们在乌云满布一片黑暗当中的时候仍然相信在乌云之上仍然有灿烂的阳光。
A calling that even among the all the darkest clouds, you believe there is bright sunlight above the dark clouds.
不要怕，只要信。
Don't be afraid, just believe.
弟兄姐妹和朋友们，什么样的人会知道神真的是可靠的呢？
So brothers and sisters, who are the people who truly know that God is trustworthy?
是什么样的人会知道神真的是可以在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河的呢？
What kind of people would truly know that the God can open a way in the wilderness and have rivers in the desert?
是那些在沙漠旷野当中却不放弃相信的。
Isn't that those people that who stay in the wilderness or the desert and didn't give up?
不要怕，只要信，是信心道路的起步。
Don't be afraid, just believe is the starting point of your faith.
也是我们这一辈子信心能够一路成长不变的法则。
It's also the method that you can keep on growing your faith.
跟随耶稣是一条信心的道路。
Following Jesus is a way of faith.
求神给我们每一位这样的信心。
We ask God to give us this kind of faith.
最后，我想把雅鲁和血漏的妇人再做一点比较。
At last, let me make some comparison between Jairus and this woman.
雅鲁是身份地位很高、有权有势的宗教领袖。
Jairus is a person with status and religious leader.
血漏的妇人是自觉污秽，也被别人污秽，没办法跟别人一同在会堂里敬拜神的人。
And this bleeding woman is a person unclean, and she has no way to worship in public.
但是在去雅鲁家的路上，耶稣遇到这位血漏的妇人，就愿意为她停下脚步。
But on the way to Jairus' house, Jesus meets this bleeding woman. Jesus willing to stop for her.
别人轻看这位妇人，耶稣却不轻看她。
People despise her, but Jesus did not despise her.
而且雅鲁的女儿的病情是十万火急，在生死边缘。
Jairus' daughter was in such an emergency, just on the verge of death.
而血漏妇人的疾病，无论是生理上或心理上的，都是慢性病。
And for the bleeding woman, this is a disease of long term, whether it is in body or in her heart.
虽然痛苦十二年也过去了，不急在这一天这一刻。
Even she has suffered for 12 years.But this is not a one-day matter.
非常有意思的是，对于雅鲁急得不得了的事情，耶稣好像不急啊。
Even though there's such an emergency to Jairus, but Jesus don't feel the same way.
对于血漏的妇人，他认为不急的今天站出来面对耶稣，耶稣却要他今天就立即面对。
For this bleeding woman, she doesn't feel the urge to stand up, but Jesus wants her to face her problems today.
在我们人生道路当中，也可能会面对类似的情形。
In our path of life, we may encounter a similar situation.
有些事情我们急得不得了，神却似乎不急。
Many times we feel such an emergency, but God does not feel so.
而有些事情我们希望一拖再拖，最好是不了了之，不需要去面对的事情，神却不放过我们。
Many things we hope that this will just slow down and go away, but God never let us go.
希望今天这两个人的故事帮助我们知道一件事情。
I hope these two stories can help you know one thing.
无论耶稣如何选择他做事的时间，都是出于他对我们的爱。
However, Jesus chooses his timing is because he loves us.
他比我们还清楚我们真正的需要是什么。
He knows more clearly what is our true need.
他总是要将最好的赐给我们。
He wants to give you the best.
尤其是让我们记得他对我们每个人所发出的呼召。
Especially, he wants us to remember the calling.
不要怕，只要信。
Don't be afraid, just be.
让我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
当我们低头祷告的时候，让我们每个人自己来思想今天的信息对我说什么。
When we all bow our heads together and let's all think about what this message tells me.
你觉得不要怕，只要信，
这个呼召是不是也是神对你发出的？
Is the message, don't be afraid, just believe. It is a calling from God to you.
神要你怎么样对这个呼召回应？
What kind of response that God demand out of his calling?
也许每个人都可以来到神的面前，很诚恳地来向他祷告。
Maybe everyone can come sincerely before God and pray to him.
求神给我们信心对他的呼召回应。
To ask God that we can respond to his calling.
我们有一点自己祷告的时间。
Let's have some time to pray.
所以我们感谢你，你是一位慈爱的神。
Lord, we thank you because you are God of mercy.
主啊，我们常常有很多的顾虑。
Many times we have all these many worries.
以至于我们早就可以来到主的面前，却因为一些顾虑一直的拖延。
So that even though we can come before your throne in the earlier time, but we are delayed by our worries.
我们总是还是希望靠自己的能力来解决一切的问题。
We hope to solve all the problems by our own power.
因为我们自己的想法反而拦阻了我们来经历到你要在我们身上所做的大事。
Our thought has limited us for the great things that you would like done on us.
所帮助我们来走信心的道路。
Lord, help us to walk a walk this path of faith.
凭着信心来到你面前。
Out of faith, we can come before you.
凭着信心完全接受你的引导。
That through faith, that we can accept your total guidance.
凭着信心全然来信靠顺服。
That through faith, that we can obey and obey you.
主啊，我们恳求你在我们已经接受主的弟兄姐妹心中做更深的工作。
Lord, we ask that for those who have believed in you, that you do a deeper work.
让我们真的是成为一个凭信心跟随主的人。
That we can become a follower out of faith.
我们也为我们当中的慕道朋友来祷告。
We also pray for the seekers among us.
主，你知道他们心中的害怕或顾虑。
You know the fears or worries in their hearts.
主啊，恳求你加添他们信心。
We ask you to add to their faith.
在信心当中跨越这一切的顾虑。
That in faith they can take the first step out of all their worries.
好，让他们能够真正的经历你。
So they can truly experience you.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们一同来唱一首诗歌。耶稣不改变。
Yesterday, today, forever.
用你习惯的语言来唱。
Thank you.
Message. Now is the time for welcome and announcement. So if this is your first time in church, would you please stand and introduce yourself? To our church and please visit often. And now it says announcement. Ji Yin has an announcement, right? So, thank you.
The urgent thing will be for the rest, but you see the important thing.
上个礼拜天10月19号下午一点半午餐过后，我们征召有心有力的弟兄姐妹还有青少年团契帮忙做一件事。
And next Sunday we ask the people's strength for a task.
原因是要搬运请大家看三年取暖木材搬到教会的和平楼地下室。
We need to move some firewoods that have been up for 3 years to the basement of the House of Peace.
不是那个在 college 上的和平楼。
It's not the restaurant of peace.
我们需要的人力是青少年团契跟有心有力的弟兄姐妹。
We need a youth fellowship and all these men or women with strength.
人力越多越好。
More people the better.
我做了一个小小的数学，不知道做的对不对。我估计的话，大概有1500块的大木头。
I make an estimate about 1,500 pieces of firewood.
如果我们有12个人的话，我们大概要花一个小时。
If we have 12 people, we need an hour.
所以你可以做数学，如果我们有两倍的话，我们时间就减少，所以越多越好。
When 2 times people, the time will be reduced, so the more the better.
重要的是你要预备好了再来哈。
The important thing is that you have to prepare.
长裤，长袖，袜子，球鞋。工作那个工作手套。
Gloves.
然后穿衣服，请不要露肚子跟露脚。
Don't show the belly button.
为了你的安全，因为我们的木头在外面放了已经超过一个月，有可能。会有跳蚤 ticks 在上面。
It's for your safety because the firewood has been out for a month and they may be some things.
集合的地点就在和平楼的那个车停车道的地方。
We will just meet at the parkway, the outside of House of Peace.
下个礼拜有布道会，所以我希望各位弟兄姐妹可以留一点时间，你可能陪谈或者跟一些牧道朋友交流。所以我们集合的时间是1:30。
Next week is actually our evangelistic meeting, so the gathering time is 1:30.
好，谢谢。
Please open your bulletin and here are some announcements.
请打开周报，我们来看我们今天的报，今天的报告事项。
The first one is two Sunday services and adult school will be resumed the next Sunday, so please come back after fall break.
下礼拜我们恢复两堂的崇拜跟成人主日学。
And second one is the evangelical meetings. The Mandarin one will be held next Saturday, October 18th.
是在下个礼拜，10月19日，我们有黄立夫教授给我们有国语辅导会。
Two ones, October 18th and October 19th.
是在10月18日跟10月19日的两天。
This EM will be led by Professor Li Huang.
是黄立夫教授。
The theme is Only Jesus.
主题是唯有耶稣。
So please pray for this major outreach event and invite friends.
请大家为这个主要的布道会来祷告。
And the week after the next week is the Cantonese EM.
在下一个礼拜是广东组的布道会。
And this EM will be led by Christoph Kahn.
在下礼拜10月24日到25日有熊夫庆牧师来布道。
So please pray for this EM too and the brothers and sisters who involved in this and in the preparation.
请为广东组的弟兄姐妹、香港台籍的弟兄姐妹来祷告为这个聚会。
And for the next week's EM, we need four prayer warriors intercede for the meeting. So if you're interested, please sign up with Zhihong if you would like to be the prayer support. And we also need the 4 to 6 volunteers to assist the staff of Child Evangelism Fellowship. To lead the children program. So if you can help, you can please sign up for Zhihua. And the deadline for the Bible readathon is coming by the end of this month, the deadline. So please turn in your reading schedule if you are done.
读经运动截止日期在这个月底如果你快做完的话，请把你的表交回给弟兄姐妹。
And also, if you are considering getting baptized, please speak to Pastor Su as soon as possible.
在近期内想受洗的，请与其牧师联络。
Any other announcement?
Okay.
So please stand up and sing the doxology.
我们起立唱三首。
愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠、天父上帝的慈爱以及圣灵的交通与引导，常与弟兄姊妹同在，从今天直到主耶稣基督再回来。阿们。请坐。
So I guess the lunch is almost ready, so let us pray for the lunch. Dear Heavenly Father, We all have different difficulties. Although these difficulties may not be as serious as those of Jairus or the woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. However, we still worry a lot. However, please remind us not to fix our eyes on our problems. But on Jesus Christ. For He is our strength and fortress. We are going to have our lunch after service. Please cleanse our food and please be with us during our gathering. In Jesus' name, Amen. So you may leave quietly after silent meditation.
I'm going to go to the hospital.